upbringing. We don't know how to loosen ourselves before God and make a joyful sound. Many of us, we are too rigid, or we are too educated. I don't know how to put it. That you are from British background. You know, they taught us in school. Even if you say smile, you just squeeze your face small and release the lips small like that. But the same fellow, if glow call your name that you just won 10 million naira, you will just make a joyful sound. You will know how it will come. But today, I just want to share some things with us that I believe that for this year, we have been coming every day, and we just come here to just thank God and praise God. And if you have come this morning when our elder Ufot was leading us, it was awesome. You can see somebody who is filled with anointing of thanksgiving. Unless it's inside, it cannot come from outside. Did you hear it? Unless it's where? Inside. It cannot come outside. It's a joyful sound. Joyful sound. Some things God cannot do for you. God has his own part to play. You have your own part to play. But he's ever faithful. He's ever faithful. If you have seen carefully the book, and there are so many things we can check this morning, but our time is fast spent. Let me just start with Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's go there. Which I shared a bit during the watch night service. Some things you must do by yourself. Please, people in the inside the technical room, please help me. 28:45-47. Deuteronomy 28:45-47. Because of our time, let's read 47 alone. So are we 47 alone? Please, 47 alone. 47 alone. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. If you have read earlier, some things they are like curses that Bible says on Israelites will come upon them. Why? Because they refuse to serve God with joyfulness. Say anybody, joyfulness. They serve God, but not with joyfulness. And with gladness of heart. Say anybody, gladness of heart. So, for the abundance of all things. That God sustain your life for the whole last year. It's enough to thank God with dancing and with shouting. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Some people shouting for them is just a hard work. People like you just walk down the road, Keke Maruwa just knock them and before you know it, the next 1 year they are in the Ubi. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
45 says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. Why? 47. Because you refuse to serve God with joyfulness. Tell me about joyfulness. You know, as Christians, we are not under cause. But serving God with joyfulness is not optional. Say anybody, it's not optional. It's not optional. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Help me to preach now. Praise God, somebody. Thank you, choir. Psalm 126. Let's go there. Singing, dancing, laughing. They are a part of our spiritual worship to our God. Psalm 126. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Say, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. You know, today when she's talking about she remember goodness of God in her life, mercy of God in her family. I don't know whether you remember the goodness of God and his mercy, sir, in your life. Then was our mouth, verse 2, filled with laughter, and our tongue with what? Singing. Say anymore, singing. The first thing there is our mouth filled with what? Say anymore, laughter. Say anymore, laughter. You know, say our mouth filled with small laughter or filled with smiling. Is there a difference between the two? Are you sure? Say anybody smile to me now. Say anybody smile now. You know, and when they smile, it's like this. But Bible say our mouth filled with laughter. Can you laugh, eh? See now, some people will feel my test. Can you laugh now? That's laughter, oh. No, see me. That's the way they do it. They don't comply with the scripture. They are not spiritual compliance. When the Lord turned again the word captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth filled with what? It's our year of joyful sound. They believe it's what they sang. Say, Pastor, why must I laugh when God is here to turn my captivity? You are lying. Colossians 1:13 says he has delivered you from what? From the dominion of darkness. He has translated you to the kingdom of his dear son. And the price he paid to deliver you was the blood of his son. Think about that. Is anybody I'm free? I'm free! But they don't know. They can't shout. They can't laugh. What can you do? Laughter, you are not laughing. Shouting, you are not shouting. And where we are reading says, then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. Then said they among the Eden, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for them. Whereof we are what? They know we are glad. I'm not showing it at all. You are not. A Christian that walks in victory, three things will be evident in his life. A Christian that walks in faith, sir, three things will be evident in your life. Say, number laughter. Number 2, singing. Number 3, dancing. Are you sure? You know, I was telling Papa again before he went to glory. Say, because of my background, when I left Baptist Church to Pentecostal Circle, I enjoyed everything they were doing, but the dancing business, I could not understand. So when they are dancing, I just say like that as a pastor. Say, for 7 years, I stayed glued on my seat like that, missing out. But one day, somebody was dancing in the spirit, and I just jump in. You know, they have an altar like this. So it's, when the fellow was dancing, say, well, I just jump in the flesh. Okay, today I will dance. So when he jumped, say, when I left the altar, I was in the flesh. When I dropped my legs on the floor, I was in the spirit. Someone say, Pastor, if I must ever dance, God must move me. Okay. If you will ever give your life to Christ, God must move you. If you must ever leave your house and come to the house of God, God must move you. Some things you start in the flesh and God meets you in the spirit. Because a step of faith. Say, neighbor, step of faith. See somebody. Say, this is a year of what? Joyful sound. What must you do by faith? You must step into the making of a joyful sound by praise God, somebody. You have to help me, church. You have to help me, you know. Unless you see, if you have seen joy that wedding this year, you should not wait till that wedding day before you are. Praise God, somebody.
The winning side all the time.
I went inside all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, I explained to us in the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 22. I said, for all 7 days. Say about 7 days. What are they doing? They are praising God. 7 days. So when we began this year, we say, can't you start the year just to thanking God, blessing God, worshiping God for a whole 1 month? 7 days. What they were doing? When the Lord turned again, he captivity of Zion, you are like them that dream, and God's word has gone ahead of your life this year. And it's what? Possible. Tell me, it is possible. Tell me, it is possible. Bringing forth of your triplets is possible. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
I want to help me, just help me, just be shouting. Marrying this year is what? That duplex, this is what?
Possible.
Say, neighbor, it is?
Possible.
Say, neighbor, it is?
Possible.
Tap him and say, neighbor, it is possible.
It is possible.
That anointing of that rule, tap them, help me, tap them behind, because they are, no, behind, tap them behind. People behind, tap two of them. Say, it is possible. Eh?
It is possible.
The anointing is eating themselves there. Eh? Brethren, you must set your face like a flint. We are not cracking joke here. If you don't understand some things, when the woman has a breast issue, you don't understand that. You don't know what that means. I have a friend that went to London for it. So much money spent. She stayed in London for many months. Thank God that I've covered an operation or so. Because you don't understand some things, you don't know how to appreciate God. Anybody appreciate God? You set your face like a flint this year for that testimony. And you are too sure that God said it is possible. And it's a joyful sound. You start to arrange yourself. So everything we align to what God has pronounced, decree about your life. So the year will not come to an end again. Somebody is giving an excuse. Is God faithful? Is God faithful? Is there anything to ask for him to do? So what will be your excuse? Say, make a joyful noise. Why don't you just make it? Say, you start laughing in your room. Why don't you just start laughing? You start singing in your room. Then sing. Start dancing. Then dance. David, when David was returning with the ark, what was the man doing? A old king of Israel. You are here today, you are a king. Can I see your hand up? You are a king. Hallelujah. Rakata yamara. You know those days we say, how we dance like the David dance? Have you seen that song? But you know you are not saying the truth. Because many of us cannot dance like David dance. Do you know how the man dance? He remove everything on the underwear. And we're doing everything. And even the wife said, Abba King, a whole you, among all these small girls, you remove your upper, your dress, by dancing like a baby. Until your wife can accuse you of your dance, you are not yet dancing, you know. You say, you dance once more now. The man was doing... Because when you want some things to turn around, you must start to turn around by yourself. And David was in the shadow. Whole Testament, sir, they were in the shadow. Is that not true? So if the man can dance like that in the old, how much more in the new? They can dance in the spirit. Say, Pastor, I don't know how to dance. Okay, sit down there. Stay with it. Nobody's complaining. See, Bible is true. If God gives a word, it will give us process of getting into it. Think about process. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let's go there. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm taking all this pain to take you to God's word so you can see for yourself. You say, Pastor, I don't just like this dancing business. Well, you can stay with those things you want to stay with. It's allowed. But it's a year of what? Joyful sound in Jesus' mighty name. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Are we there? Just wait for me small so I can read. I can pick the ones to read. Yes, we are there. Read from verse 20 to 22, please. Who is helping me? And they rose early. Okay, don't worry. And they rose early in the morning. So anybody in the morning. And went forth into the wilderness of what? Tokia. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Come on, this year, God will establish you. Amen. Heaven will establish you. Amen. You will have a name in this land in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I will see your photo in Punch, front page. Prophets, so shall ye prosper. The next verse, Manga Barasato 21 now. And when they had consulted with the people, don't forget the prophecy has gone forth ahead. Don't forget God has spoken to your life. Before we enter this year, he says, son, tell my people it is possible. That the next year, their entry is the year of what? Possibility. I never knew how Ajio came and said, tell my people, it's a way of what? Joyful son. How will a man make a joyful son if that thing is not possible? God is faithful. So, here also, everyone has spoken. But see the process. Everybody see the process. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Not unto themselves. They appointed people who will worship God in the beauty of his holiness. Not to themselves. They appointed. And that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. They should do what? They should do what?
Praise the beauty of his holiness.
They should do what?
Praise the beauty of his holiness.
And they went out after the army. Are you sure? Are you very, very sure? That if they say go to Mali now or go to Maiduguri, Bukaram is attacking. I said, we want to go and deal with them. And they call you and say, you and your husband, we have appointed you as singers. And the army is behind you. You are in front. Elatune, you say, pastor, why did you so much hate me? I appoint somebody else now.
Just think about it. They were in front of the army.
They were going to where? Say them about to battle. The enemy, they were coming with what? Spears, arrow, whatever they are coming with. And you are coming with what? Oh, Tisho. Baba tishe o, eh, o tishe o, baba tishe o.
Oti awambele, baba tishe o.
First God, somebody. No. They were singing the praise and the beauty of his holiness. And I will tell you, Bible explained to us what they did. Please go down. And they say they went forth before the army, and they say, no, please, before I don't. And they say, and to say, praise the Lord. They were not complaining. Can you do better? Praise the Lord! For his mercy. For his mercy. Somebody is here this year, you are receiving God's mercy. But will you be making joyful noise? Will you be laughing? Will you be dancing? Will you be singing? Next verse. Next verse. And when they began to sing and to praise, not before, Many of you today want to thank God and sing and praise when you see the twins. No, no, no. When they began to sing and to praise, until they began to sing and to praise, God cannot move on their behalf. The pastor, why must I sing? Has he done it? Pastor, why must I shout? Has it happened? But when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set, oh mangalaba, somebody is here today, gabora hashkalaba, as we start to make a joyful noise, as we start to say, praise God, hallelujah, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever, what will happen? Heaven will set a pushment against your enemies. Enemies of barrenness. The Lord will set ambushment. But you must play your part. When the Lord has turned again the activity of Zion, we are like them that do. Then our mouth filled with what? Laughter. Laugh somebody. Ah, hey, hey, hey. So simple, say laugh. Even pastor say laugh. Ha! You know, one day when you come, there's an anointing that came in. It was an anointing of laughter. I don't know that you've known that before. Some things we don't even know because you are never there. You know what you call anointing of laughter? There's something like that. That are death in the spirit. So we're now in the camp, and a lot of laughter came in. And somebody told me, I said, Pastor, I can't laugh now. I said, you don't understand. When the anointing came in like that, you just sat in the flesh. And what will happen? What will happen? And if you think we are not saying the truth, we have it recorded. You will see somebody laughing. That he will jump like this, leave the whole floor with the two legs up, eat the couch, again, roll down, jump up. Ah, hey, manga shara baba. Serious matter. When the Lord turned again, say, Pastor, I don't know how to laugh. You start anyhow. Because it's your year of what? Pursuit. Because you are going to a higher level this year. You know, God gave us many words during this waiting on the Lord. You are not becoming, you are missing something. But if you take the words also, it can work for you. If somebody is in this place, God will make you, God will, you will eat the good of the land. Amen. You eat the good of this land. Hallelujah. Rapa Castayana to Rieshe Inu Baba Eshe. Are you sure?
Tori Beshe.
I'm a canto molinera mavindo rafundone Henry. Speaking as God's servant, because as many will respond to these words, very soon there will be a demarcation.
God said, I will set you apart. And may we see. And we see of the Lord God, our God, has done our great things. The Lord God, that God, has done our great things. Therefore, he's glad. Baba Eshe, Yanu Yiduro. Hey, Baba. You can laugh if you want. Agibo. Aba Eshe, Ano Ye Watete.
Aba Eshe,
Ano Ye Watete.
Aba Eshe, Aba Eshe.
Hey, Mahalihoa. Angalimo, Alamani, and Nunu, and Vuda, and Nana, Brahim, Rahir, Haya. Hey, get dog,